is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect. Ah, gentlemen, this situation slash scenario has been covered by multiple content creators, from Tommy Sotomayor to CGA to Dennis Sperling to Hammerhand. Unfortunately, Hammerhand's video got yanked by we know who and we know why. But it's time for me to give my own special attention to this scenario. Now, this article was published on the 12th of December. No need for me to go through it all the way, so I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. Gunmen, women killed in apparent double murking slash self-deletion identified by police. Court records show lengthy custody battle. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Howard County Police on Sunday identified two of the three individuals who were killed in an apparent double murking slash self-deletion Saturday that spanned from Federal Hill to Columbia. Early Monday morning, Baltimore police identified the third person. Police say Raji Sharif Black, 44, fatally shot his ex-girlfriend, Tara LeBang, 41, who is Asian. And I'm going to go into detail as to why I included that particular detail later on. Inside a home in South Baltimore. He then traveled to Columbia and gunned down his ex-wife, Wendy Natalie Black, 42. In a Facebook Live video taken between the murkings, Black, who is from the 7600 block of Ironworks Way in Hanover, stood outside an apartment building in Columbia's Kings Contrivance neighborhood where he says he was upset about custody issues with both women. Now, let's go back to Miss LeBang, the Asian woman. Gentlemen, this right here shows you that even Asian women will turn right around and use the exact same system that American-born woman will use against you. So the idea of the Asian possibly being a unicorn, go ahead and kill that noise. Once even Asian foreign-born women, once they get into this system, they will turn right around and use it. So, gentlemen, just a bit of a warning. If you're going to deal with foreign women, deal with them in their country. Either go there or be prepared to visit them. But whatever you do, don't bring them back here. Now, this woman could be an American. She could have been born here. But just saying, for all of you who think that Asian women might be the answer, nah. Once they get into the same environment, they will turn Americanized real damn quick. Anyway, back to the article. Court records show the Blacks have been tangled in a custody battle since July of 2018. Why? We know why. Because the system was making money every time he showed up. There have been filings nearly every month throughout the past 3 years, with the most recent one being filed Tuesday. In the video posted on Facebook, Raji Black says he just did something crazy. Yes, I saw the entire video. I just shot my ex-girlfriend in the head, he says. Felt like a dream. I never thought I would be that guy. Now, what he says next is definitely one of the most crucial parts of this video. I can't go to prison. So the person that really started my depression and all of this is my ex-wife. So she's next. Then I'm going to do myself too. Now, here's the part that they left out of this article. Why he said he can't go to prison. His ex-wife accused him of molesting their children. Yeah, we all know that that is the silver bullet of family court. Just that accusation alone, even if he would have went to prison, would have made him a target by the prisoners inside. That's why he said he can't go to prison. In that moment, Wendy Black opens the door. Oh, there's my ex-wife right now, he says. Then the video cuts off. However, right before the video cuts off, he says these final words. Today's the day. The shootings unfolded within an hour of each other. Baltimore Police's Southern District Station got a call around 1:30 p.m. about a residential alarm in the 1500 block of Marshall Street. Inside the home, officers found LeBang shot to death. Howard County Police officers had been dispatched around 2:08 p.m., for shots fired in the 7300 block of Edenbrook Drive in Columbia. Department spokeswoman Sherry Llewellyn, I'm pretty sure I butchered that, said when they arrived at 214, they found both Wendy and Raji Black dead. Howard County officers got a call from their counterparts in Baltimore at around 2:22 p.m. about the video, the agency said, but it was too late. Quote unquote, we're deeply saddened by the tragic incident surrounding the death of a team member who cared for patients in our hospital under a contract with a medical provider, Matthews wrote in an email. We extend our heartfelt condolences to the family and are offering grief counseling to her colleagues. What about his colleagues? Dorothy Lenning, director of the Marjorie Cook Legal Clinic at House of Ruth, Maryland, said troubling incidents like Saturday's murkings raised plenty of questions about the efficacy of the systems in place to prevent domestic violence and protect the abused. Oh, so only the women were the ones who were abused, yet they used the court system, the legal system, the family court system to mentally break this man. Why? Because they weaponized his children. People always talk about what she should have done differently. Lots of times, the victim did everything she was supposed to do. Let me calm my nerves. Remember, gents, you can never be a victim. No matter what women do to you, you can never be the victim. Lenning said, we really need to look at the abuser for what he did and how to keep him from abusing. Duluth model on display. No matter what those women did to him, he can never be the victim of psychological and mental abuse that they were piling on him via his children. Oh, gentlemen. Oh, my God. Lenning said she wonders how Black was able to obtain a gun and whether the professionals who made contact with the couple as they battled for custody of the children could have noticed any signs of abuse on Black's part, verbal or otherwise. I am literally seething with rage at what this woman is doing. what she's saying. Once again, gentlemen, no matter what women do to you, you can never be the victim. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? I think I'm going to give this one a special score of 60. Because so many content creators are covering this. Yeah, more and more people are going to get eyes on this one. So, Mr. Black gets a score of 60. But ladies, you have so much what I would like to call illusionary power granted to you when it comes to divorce and custody issues. The family court will tell women to use the silver bullet. Why? Because they know that they're going to get money. No one gave a rat's ass about the kids, who are the true victims of all of this. No one cared. The system didn't care. As long as they were getting money every time Mr. Black came into court, that's all they cared about. The women obviously didn't care. Why? Because for them, the kids were nothing more than a paycheck. Nothing more than living hostages. So yeah, this man, when you look at the video, when you see that man's face, that was a man who was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And he decided to take matters into his own hands, and he went all the way with it. But with that being said, ladies, you really need to understand this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and the absolutely and totally corrupt family court system, which loves to pit men, or should I say fathers against mothers, will go out right along with it. And trust and believe, a lot of you women are still walking this earth and drawing breath because of the immense amount of restraint that we men have. Understand this. If men finally decided one day to just say, fuck it all, ladies, there is nothing you can do about it. And I'm going to reiterate this point. The cops, the police, the white knights, every other man that you think you have to rely on, they don't show up until after what happens, happens. Just like these two women. They found out the hard way. They thought that good old Big Daddy government was going to be there to protect them at all times. Ha ha ha, no. However, Mr. Black let them know. And I'm going to end with his final words. He let them know, today is the day. Read the rest of the article. Let me know what you guys think. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.